This news story was written by Kasia Patel. Where can I see the Northern Lights this weekend? Here's what to know. One of the strongest geomagnetic storms in 2 decades hit Earth on Friday afternoon. Scientists say the severe storm could disrupt communication systems, but also bring beautiful displays of the Northern Lights this weekend. Geomagnetic storms occur when the sun sends a punch of charged particles and parts of its magnetic field to Earth, often through eruptions from its surface called coronal mass ejections. This severe geomagnetic storm, rated a level 4 out of 5, resulted from 5 coronal mass ejections earlier this week, some of which are catching up with one another as they hurtle through space. If the severe storm holds its strength, auroras could be seen as far south as Alabama and California with the naked eye at night. But the lights will probably be most vibrant in the northern United States and Canada, where skies are clear. It could also jostle satellite systems, radio communications, and even power grids. We're a little concerned in that we haven't seen this in a long time. Sean Dahl, the service coordinator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Space Weather Prediction Center, said in a news conference Friday, "We have notified all of our infrastructure operators that we coordinate with, such as satellite operators, communication folks, and of course, the power grid here in North America." Forecasters said the sun has launched additional coronal mass ejections, which could extend geomagnetic activity through this weekend and into early next week. Here's what you need to know about your chances to see the aurora and threats to satellite systems. Where are the best places to see the Northern Lights this weekend? Those in Northern Europe may see an aurora in their night skies. As night falls over the United States, the severe storm could make the aurora visible to the naked eye as far south as Alabama and California. In previous G4 storms, the aurora has been viewed as far south as Texas and Arizona, although many times the light glows were only visible in photos. "Cell phones are much better than our eyes at capturing light," Brent Gordon, chief of NOAA's Space Weather Services branch, said in a news conference Friday. "Just go out your back door and take a picture with a newer cell phone, and you'd be amazed at what you see in that picture versus what you see with your eyes." Current models show the activity will be the strongest on Friday night to Saturday morning Eastern Time. On Saturday evening, the geomagnetic storm may decrease to a minor, G1 level, where faint auroras are typically restricted to high latitudes, such as northern Michigan and Maine. Will the aurora be blocked by clouds? Even if geomagnetic activity is high, clouds can block out the light show. Unfortunately, considerable cloud cover on Friday will be spread over the Great Lakes, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast, although some gaps in the cloud canopy are probable. Clear skies are most likely over the central states and west coast. Similar conditions will appear on Saturday night. If you are in a cloud-free area, make sure you find a dark sky location away from city lights. What will the aurora look like near me? Not all auroras look the same. Some are undulating bright green and purple curtains, and others are a diffuse red and orange glow. The colors and structure of the aurora appear differently depending on the latitude and altitude. Auroras are created when solar particles and plasma temporarily disturb Earth's magnetosphere. Some solar particles get trapped along Earth's magnetic field lines into the upper atmosphere. Here, they excite nitrogen and oxygen molecules and release photons of light in different colors. Excited oxygen atoms shine red when they are more than 120 miles above the surface and glow green from 60 to 120 miles. Excited nitrogen atoms give off pink or purple below 120 miles. Dancing green or purple auroras are typically seen at higher latitudes. Lower latitudes usually see more red auroras because red occurs at higher altitudes and can be seen further away from the poles. If you're in the mid-latitudes, in Virginia or Arizona, for example, your aurora may appear more red than those in Canada or Finland. Will this affect communication systems or the power grid? A severe geomagnetic storm can cause issues with power systems, spacecraft operations, radio communications, and even pipeline systems, if not appropriately prepared for. Our role is to alert the operators of these different systems so that they're aware and can take actions to mitigate these kinds of impacts, Rob Steinberg, a space scientist at NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center, said at a news conference Friday. Steinberg and his colleagues work with grid operators across North America to ensure high-voltage transmission lines can withstand the incoming surge of energy from the sun. Over past decades, engineers built systems that can protect power lines rapidly and keep them online during geomagnetic storms. Geomagnetic storms can also affect satellite and radio communications, sometimes interfering with signals transmitted in our ionosphere. Anyone using high-frequency radio in the aurora viewing zone may experience some disruptions, Dahl said. Under some circumstances, the influx of solar particles can cause low Earth orbiting satellites to drag lower into the atmosphere and lose altitude. For the most part, individuals should not be affected or take extra precautions beyond what they might for a typical severe weather storm. If a power outage does occur, people should make sure they have batteries, weather radio, and a generator, if necessary. They don't need to do anything out of the extraordinary if they've already got these measures taken care of, because these events are very rare, Dahl said.